Well, luckily, I don't think that the competition between between companies has gotten to the point of space war. You know, I think we have a strong competition between different players, but overall, it's still respectful. I do think that unfortunately, there has been a lot of sort of negative activity in space on the governmental side, and different national entities are looking at how they can, you know, do really serious negative stuff in orbit, you know, and that's really unfortunate because I think, you know, ideally we retain space as a place for people for the peaceful purposes of humankind. But there is no doubt a lot of nefarious shenanigans going on in orbit today between the great powers. And that is something that, I think that's part of the reason that's driving the creation of the Space Force and other kinds of, you know, governmental responses to that stuff.
I can't help but ask you that when you say nefarious shenanigans, can you give us some examples?
Well, a lot of it is classified, and I'm not even read into all the programs, but I think it's not news to know. It's public to know that there's certainly a lot of development of vehicles that can visit other satellites. And, the reality is that a lot of these satellites are quite vulnerable from the perspective of other satellites coming up and doing things to them. And so, how do you protect, you know, these assets that are worth billions of dollars in space? You know, it's like you have this amazing, you know, resource or ship, you know, in space, but there are no guards around it. There's nothing protecting it. And so if something scoots up to it and wants to take a picture of it or, you know, hit it with a laser or whatever, then there's not too much that can be done. So there is, for better or for worse, a lot of innovation going on in that area.